White House dismisses rise in unemployment. The White House on Tuesday sought to recast a dull November jobs report as a sign of economic progress. It shrugged off an uptick in the nation's unemployment rate and other potential hints of weakness now looming over the economy. Top aides to President Trump argued that the data showed a nation still on track, poised to grow substantially next year. The best IS yet to come, the White House declared on social media. In the first full jobs report since the federal shutdown, the government reported a rise in the jobless rate to 4.6% in November, up from 4.4% in September. It was the highest unemployment rate in 4 years. The report also showed wage growth had slowed to its weakest pace since 2021, a period when the economy was still grappling with the fallout of the pandemic. More Americans reported working part-time, despite wanting full-time jobs. Others said they wanted work, but weren't looking. On Tuesday, the White House largely ignored these findings. It insisted the economy remains strong under President Trump's watch. The tone mirrored the president's own confidence, even as polls show voters growing skeptical of his agenda and blaming his administration for their financial struggles. Kevin Hassett, director of the National Economic Council, attributed the higher jobless rate partly to more workers entering the labor force, more people seeking jobs, and being counted as unemployed. Appearing on CNBC, he said, "From the private sector point of view, it's about what we've been getting all year, a solid, upward trajectory." U.S. employers added 64,000 jobs in November, reversing a decline in October, a 12-month period in which the federal government shed 168,000 jobs. The administration launched a counter-narrative online, celebrating select data points. It cheered the rise in private sector jobs and the fact that more Americans were coming off the sidelines to re-enter the labor force. But the White House did not mention that Tuesday's report revised down job growth numbers from August and September, nor did it address the struggle many workers face finding steady, full-time employment. For black workers, the unemployment rate reached 8.3%, up 2 points since the start of the year. The administration further touted that investment is booming, arguing that firms are investing confidently in Trump's economy. President Trump has claimed tariffs and tax cuts have spurred domestic production. Construction jobs did rise by 28,000 in November, but manufacturing jobs fell by 5,000. Transportation and warehousing jobs dropped by more than 17,000. Hassett hailed the huge construction numbers as a sign of a coming boom. He said he was bullish that investments would yield manufacturing jobs later. The White House also touted that average private sector weekly earnings are on track to rise to 4.2%. In reality, government data showed wage growth slowed to 3.5% in November. For many Americans, bigger paychecks still feel out of reach, while prices remain stubbornly high.